Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app, rolling through, halfway done here on a Monday. Big, big sports weekend.
Huge.
Couple things to recap. I don't know if you heard, right before we went to break, we played some explosive audio from LaVar Ball and Lonzo Ball.
A couple of...
belittling his son.
Just
saying he created everything. Said he's damaged goods.
Damaged goods.
How about that for Father of the Year? So if you heard that, love your reaction to 239-337-ESPN. Also, you heard, we're starting it up again for the next couple of weeks. Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab. The word is concert. And we're allowing you to play both the old way and the new way. Once upon a time, it was like you texted it to the word concert to a certain number. By the way, the text number is 45911. That is not the same number you text to our show. And also, and I think still preferably, download our app for free and enter it there.
Mm.
So a couple ways to do it. But in the last, every time we hear you hear an announcement of a word like you just did, it lasts for about 15 minutes. So you got about 10 more minutes to get her done.
Yeah.
The word is concert. The Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab went up to $1,000. So it's a pretty sweet deal.
And remember, you enter on the app. We'll have a $10,000 grand prize at the end of the whole contest, and somebody will win that. Somebody from one of our stations in this building won that, I believe, last year.
Sweet.
At this time.
All right, we'll do all that. We'll take your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN. But first, it's time for a Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
Da-da-da!
Button was stuck. Darnest thing when that happened. All right, let me pull this up. Ben Roethlisberger done for the 2019 season. He's going to undergo elbow surgery. Drew Brees going to be sidelined roughly 6 weeks with ligament damage in his right thumb. And tonight, week two of the NFL season closes out with Monday Night Football from the Big Apple. Baker and the Browns roll into MetLife to take on, who's starting for the Jets? The backup. Coverage starts on 99.3 ESPN Simeon. At 7:30 with kickoff at 8:20.
Trevor Siemian, Adam Gase's favorite.
13 and 11. Lifetime as a starter. He's not horrible.
It's not bad.
He's not horrible. Spread is 6.5. Total's a little high, it seems, but
I was really looking forward to this game on the schedule. Remember, all the hype was in the offseason when the schedule came out. It was, oh, how many nationally televised games are Baker Mayfield and the Browns going to get? Well, this is one of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't give the Browns, like, all, you know, I think it's going to be a tough game.
Oh, they still have some work to do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a real tough game.
They clearly do. We'll have that here tonight on 99.3 ESPN starting at 7:30 with the old pregame. Obviously, the big stories of the weekend are quarterbacks that are out. We already know Sam Darnold is out. But this weekend, we lost a couple of more. Nick Foles is already out. But, you know, we lost Drew Brees for the next 6 weeks. Hit Aaron Donald's hand and looks like he has some ligament damage.
Yep.
He's going to have some surgery. Big Ben Roethlisberger, elbow problem. Going to have surgery. Going to be out for the year. Some speculation he may have even injured himself last week against the Patriots. But obviously,
I think that's where it did happen.
There was a throw in the game yesterday, though, where he just grabbed his elbow and was shaking his arm. And a lot of people want to speculate that it's Tommy John surgery that he needs, and that's going to be a long haul for a 37.
And the other thing, too, we might see another quarterback at Raymond James Stadium this Sunday when the Buccaneers, the first-place Buccaneers, they are in first place, technically.
Hello.
And they host the New York Giants, and it might be the Daniel Jones making his first start. Now, I must tell you, for those of you who don't know yet, 1 o'clock on CBS this week down here is Jets at the Patriots. Why? Because Miami is on Fox. They are at they are playing at 1 o'clock as well against the Cowboys in Dallas. That is the Fox game. And the 4 o'clock game does not have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being televised locally. Instead, it's one of those crazy days that a Fox, what normally would be a Fox game, and it's Seattle and the Rams, is on CBS and not Fox, and that is the 4 o'clock game locally.
Seattle and the Saints.
Seattle and the Saints. Keeps you in the room.
And a lot
Seattle
of you may be Saints. Saying, look, yeah, AFC fine. Team yeah. on the road, that should be CBS. There's a few quirks in the schedule where they don't follow that no. rule. Well, AFC, this is one of them.
No, AFC team on the road is going to be Fox.
It's normally
going to be CBS. I'm sorry, you're right.
But this is one of those fluky deals.
One of those fluky deals, and the other one is, you know, against Seattle and New Orleans is going to be on CBS at 4 o'clock. The Bucs and the Giants will not be televised locally, at least not around here.
But I still get confused because isn't the more compelling game the – I mean
– I have a feeling if Miami was not playing at Dallas, maybe there's a way. I'm not sure technically how they can – How they decide,
right.
but it's not Fox's week for a doubleheader.
It doesn't
CBS's
come
week.
Down to Dolphins or Bucks. Yeah. It comes down to Giants or Cowboys.
Yeah. Personally, I think the Tampa Bay Giant game generates a hell of a lot more interest.
Way more interest.
A hell of a lot more interest.
I don't, because there are so many Cowboy fans.
Yeah, but as you pointed, there are a lot of Giant fans.
There
around
are a
here
lot
too.
Of yes.
That's first place team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
By the way, you can hear the Buccaneers yes. right here on 99.3 ESPN. Mm-hmm. So there.
It is interesting.
Yeah. No, that is the game. Because Pat, you alluded to it. Pat Shurmur, when he was asked yesterday about the starting quarterback situation, he says, now is not the time to discuss that, which was not, no, Eli's my guy. That's not what he said.
No.
And it seems like this would be a good time to go ahead and make that swap. All right.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick still planning on getting the start Sunday
yes. Yes,
in
he is.
Dallas.
Right. Brian Flores made that announcement.
Who's their next
earlier.
Game after that, after Dallas? Who's game number four?
The Chargers.
At home or on the road?
I think it's at home.
That, to me, feels like a good jumping-off point to start Josh Rosen.
That is at home. Then the Dolphins will go into a bye week, week five. Get that out of the way nice and early.
Maybe they wait till after the bye.
Well, yeah, because then it's a home start against the Redskins.
Okay.
A couple tough road games the following weeks at the Bills, at the Steelers. Then you're home for the Jets. You get the Colts on the road. Bill, I mean.
Okay. Well, and then the bye weeks are what they're
going
to do.
There are no easy games for the Dolphins this
Bears,
year.
The Bears says perfect.
Well, the last two.
The Bears says on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line, Bucks are as terrible to watch as the Finns. Uga says, did you say the Patriots-Jets game is going to be on TV next week? Yes, it'll be 1 o'clock on CBS, yep.
Well, let's go to the phones. Let's talk some football. Everything on the table on a Monday. How'd your favorite team do in the NFL or college football? 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Joey Buttons on the line with Sheeman and Shepherd. What's up, Joey?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
hey,
happening?
Just a couple of observations over the weekend. Let's start with the Gator game. That kid, Trask, he can move the ball up and down the field, man. I think he's got a better vision of the field. He makes quicker decisions than Franks did. Hate to see what happened to Franks, but that kid was pretty efficient coming in as a rookie there. So that was a pretty good situation. The other thing with the Cowboys, I mean, that new offensive coordinator they got, Kellen Moore, he's money right there, man. I mean, you know, Dak didn't just get better overnight. He's just got, I think they're calling up the right plays for him. Those RPOs and stuff are making him a better quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big question mark in the preseason is what was Kellen Moore's impact going to have? So far.
He's pushing all the right buttons.
Yeah, absolutely. So far, so good for Dallas.
Not bad. All right, Joey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I agree with everything you said. And, yeah, I feel awful for Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
But maybe it was time to look in a – another direction or not? I don't know. I feel bad to see him go.
No,
well, you
but,
know,
but,
I'm
yeah.
going to stick to my guy. I just was not a Felipe Franks fan. Now, him being hurt is a whole different issue. And look, it was awful. You feel bad for the kid. Let's go back to the phone. Sean wants to talk some Giants Bills. I took the under on that one. Sean, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Sean.
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Turn down your radio, please. We can hear you better if you do. All right.
I turned it down for you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I just want to talk about the Giants versus the Bills. I really thought Giants, after the loss to Dallas, that it would have boosted our defense's coverage. And I'm honestly disappointed that the secondaries didn't do their job and blew in a lot of coverage.
Why would you think the Giants were going to get better after the loss last week?
I figured Pat Shurmur would have boosted, you know, given them a boost of confidence. And especially since we were playing at home. You know, at MetLife, you know, I figured the fans at home field advantage would be a real big help to the Giants.
Did you see who her receiving core was yesterday going into that game?
Huh?
Did you see what your receiving corps yesterday was yesterday going into that game?
I didn't like the receiving. Well, I liked the receiving corps, except you know. Now we're down Cody Latimer, so we have I think Russell Shepherd and Jones left at receiver now, and Tate comes back week four. So I know we're completely depleted at receiver now. We have like no receivers to play.
You had Benny Fowler was your leading receiver yesterday.
Benny
Fowler with five catches, 51 yards, and then Ingram had 40. I mean, it's a bad Giants team. I was one of the line mistakes of the year. I didn't think the Giants had a shot at winning that game unless Josh Allen absolutely crapped out.
He did not.
No. I know the Giants scored first, but it was different after that.
Yeah, it was completely terrible. I didn't like it. Hopefully we do better against the Bucs. I think I'd rather see Daniel Jones start.
Yeah.
Yes.
To be honest.
Me too.
Yeah.
Eli Manning, you know, especially that last game, drive in the quarter, he threw the interception and double coverage. At this point, just start Daniel Jones.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that. That was a horrible throw.
Thanks, Sean. He's only
in there now for sentimental reasons. That's the problem.
But there's no reason for the sentimental reason.
I totally agree.
Let's go back to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Terry in Fort Myers wants to talk Dolphins. Fins up.
Really? Hi, Terry.
Hi. He said, well, you said that, really. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, that was Craig. That was a response to Craig's fins up.
Okay. Guys, you know, everybody's got this tanking for Tua thing going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tanking for Tua. Tell me the last time a starting quarterback actually made the league and played from Alabama. I believe it was Namath.
Well, you're right.
And that's
been brought up before.
Oh, so there can never be another Alabama quarterback to be successful in the NFL?
Well, I don't know. It's just been a
Well, why bring up the point, Terry?
Okay. Well, no, he's bringing up a fact. I think Terry's onto something. No, although this guy seems pretty special, Terry. You got to admit, this is a special guy.
Well, he's special. There's no doubt about that. But, yeah. I mean, you know.
Hey, prior to Patrick Mahomes, when was the last time a Texas Tech Red Raider came into the league and was successful?
Well, there you go.
Hey, there you go, Terry.
Hey,
Wes Welker.
Let me ask you one more
quarterback
question. Get you off on something here. What's the odds that the Raiders knew about AB's problems when they let him go?
I don't know that anybody knew about the rape accusation.
I don't think these last three allegations. Now there's four. There's another one out today. I don't know. Both organizations say they didn't know, but they do know now.
Seattle said they didn't know.
Yeah, right. Seattle said they didn't know either. They were the other team that was very interested. So I don't know. What we do know was gone with AB today. And there's a big article that's come out in Sports Illustrated, so much so that Darren Heitner, his attorneys, had to respond. Antonio Brown has reviewed these sexual misconduct allegations made by an unnamed artist, including in a recently published Sports Illustrated article, and denies that he ever engaged in sex activity. There will be no further comment at this time. The SI article today, written by Robert Klemko, details more Chelsea Carice, who is the mom of three of his five kids. Domestic disturbance caused three times in 4 years to the home when they were together. He threw a bottle of cologne at her, allegedly.
And lotion.
He has skipped out on payments to a whole bunch of people, including...
That was the strangest part for me.
Yeah.
What? The not paying people for work done.
Like and the
not
chef? Like,
he never like, does. No, that chef is some trainers.
Well, that's $40,000. Yeah. I get that. This artist, it was like $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Business is booming.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not.
Boston Pops texting in Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Did you guys see the fantasy football outlook for the Miami Dolphins defense last week on ESPN.com?
Well, how bad was it?
This was this was what they put out. Why are you reading this? Just for fun? We assume you never consider using a defense that gave up 59 points against arguably the greatest quarterback ever the week he gets one of the greatest receivers to join his team.
Mm-hmm.
That was what ESPN.com put out on the Miami Dolphins defensive fantasy outlook.
Wow. What does Chris's fantasy say about the Miami Dolphins?
We don't need any of them.
Right.
Any?
But no.
There's no value. I hope you watched my running back preview where I told you to stay away from Kenyon Drake.
Yes.
That's on 99.3ESPN.com, by the way.
Absolutely.
By the way, how am I doing in the fantasy football Sheeman and Shepard pick-up?
I think I'm ahead.
I'm feeling pretty good about my...
I have pretty good, because I had the Patriots defense.
I didn't have a good week.
Patriots defense at third. I think I'm 15th? 20th? I don't know. I checked earlier. It's
got to look this up during the break. By the way, so you were the caller mentioned Patrick Mahomes. I was watching that game. That second quarter explosion he had was historic. I mean,
28
especially
points.
The Raiders jump out to a 10-0 lead, and that's it.
I thought Derek Carr looked good coming out, and then all of a sudden, great. Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes. Game over.
Last game ever on a baseball field in the NFL.
Yes,
ever.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, get rid of that dirt. Chris, are you looking up our standings right now? You look like you're engrossed.
Yeah, Pete right now is 20th. I'm 30th. You're 38th, Craig.
Oh, you're saying I got a chance. Who do I got tonight?
I don't know. I still got Odell Beckham to go tonight.
I got a zero on Mike. I had Deshaun Jackson comes up with 0 points for me yesterday.
After that, well, you can't go week to week, Pete.
No, but...
So I got Odell going tonight. Craig, you have your...
I'm done.
I'm sorry, you are done.
I'm no better than 38th place.
You're done.
239 Wyoming 3-0. Go Pokes.
Go Pokes.
Going to beat America's team, Boise State. Big game.
Huge.
Who's your daddy? Says, don't count the Fighting Irish out yet. You're hating way too early. No, I hate all the time at Notre Dame. So, yeah, yes.
That's nothing new.
That's just
standard Monday.
This is the best Notre Dame defense that they've had in many years. The house, I've heard that for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
The house the Rockets built, Rockney built, has humbled many
Jackson
ranked opponents.
Too.
Irish will be in the playoff talk again. NCAA financial. Financially need Notre Dame. No, they don't. They do not financially need Notre Dame. Mm. I'll ask you know what? I take that back. Yeah, you sort of do, if indeed two SEC teams get in. Because we talked about that last year, how Notre Dame has so many fans, fake fans around the country, that they would add, because the ratings were bad outside of a couple of areas. You lost a whole demographic of people.
Although
they were better last year.
Can I beat Pete this week again? Keep my perfect record going in fantasy football?
What do you guys have tonight?
I've got Odell.
I don't think I have. Do I have anybody?
Now, how many points are you behind Pete Shepard?
You have nobody going, Pete.
I got nobody going.
I've got him 9 points behind Pete.
Yeah.
Who do you got? Odell.
Oh, yeah. You might catch him.
No, I probably will.
Yeah, Odell will get you 9 points.
Pete threw up 2 zeros.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson. Who else?
And
Keenan Allen.
Deshaun Jackson.
Oh, Deshaun Jackson.
Marquise Lee. Yeah.
Nothing.
Hey, I mean, you got 45 points from your D.
Yeah. I had Patrick Mahomes and...
And so that
Kamara.
Was Pete right there. He's at 149 points. Our leader is the Noisemaker.
Oh, yeah?
203 points.
I've never heard of anybody getting over 200
oh,
points.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I've never seen it.
Mostly to win FanDuel or DraftKings, you got to get to like 248.
Let me pull up his numbers real quick.
I'm calling BS. What's his lineup?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now.
I want to hear what a good lineup sounds
like. By the way, the Colts have talked, and Frank Reich have talked Adam Vinatieri out of retiring.
For a week,
for
anyway.
Now. Oh, it's just until he misses another 2 extra points.
It's not looking good.
Nearly cost his team the game.
The Steelers have promoted Delvin Hodges to the 53-man roster, replacing Ben Roethlisberger.
Hey,
Hodges will
can
back
you give
up
me that name again?
Rudolph.
Who is that?
Delvin Hodges.
Do we know anything about him?
Sure we do.
Is he better than Colin Kaepernick?
No.
Okay, I think that's the beginning and the end of my point.
Well,
I've never heard of him.
Why will his team not come up?
Because it's fake. I'm calling BS
it's
on it.
It's not fake. That doesn't work that way, Craig.
It's fake news. Nobody can get 200 points in fantasy football. That's ridiculous.
Delvin Hodges went to Samford, not Stanford. Samford
in Connecticut.
Samford. No, it's not in Connecticut.
There's a Samford, Connecticut.
There's a city.
There's a city, but it's not the school.
Where's the school at?
It's in the South.
So this was...
Samford's not a Southern school.
This was the... Yeah, it is. It's in
it
Alabama.
It's in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
This was the Noisemakers lineup. Josh Allen at quarterback. Austin Eckler and Josh Jacobs at running back. Calvin Ridley, Brandon Cooks, Julio... wide receiver. He had Travis Kelce as tight end.
How many points was Julio worth last night?
Julio's worth 27.
Never.
Justin anymore. Tucker is kicker and the Patriots defense.
Yeah.
Way to go, Noisemaker.
That doesn't Good seem job. Like an overly dominating lineup.
You get 37 points when you get defense scores 37 points.
He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. five guys score between 23 and 27 points, and then his defense put up 45. Like, that's very normal.
Defense scores 40. I've never heard a defense scoring 45.
Yes, because it's a shutout. You had two pick sixes, and the sacks count.
It's ridiculous.
Noisemaker. He spells it N-O-Y-E-S.
Okay.
I think he misspelled his own name.
Well, it's not his. Maybe.
All right. While we're in this
segment, that was out of 73 participants.
All right. You can participate from week to week with a brand new team, a clean slate at 99.3ESPN.com. We should take this moment, as you know, at 4 o'clock on Fridays, we do our Pigskin Picks. We must, and it pains me to do so, congratulate Chris on a stellar weekend against the spread. 6-1 to take a lead in the Pigskin Picks.
Good job.
Thank you, everybody.
Got a one-game lead over Craig and a two-game lead over
That means.
That means Pete has taken his formidable place in third
Absolutely
place.
No,
not.
That means you got to pay for the picks this week.
I'll give you a dime.
Wow.
That's right.
Adam Beasley just tweeted this out. He covers the Dolphins for the Herald. Yeah. Friendly reminder, the Dolphins will have $160 million or so in cap space next year to go along with 12 draft picks. That means they can sign 32 players at $5 million per year each, still find six or seven starters in the draft. They'll be much, much better even with the slightest competence.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
No, look, that's the formula right now. That's what you're doing.
That's the only formula.
Of course it is.
That's
the keys to success right there.
Makes it all worthwhile,
and
right,
then just
Chris?
Get lucky and make sure two is good.
And I'm arguing that you really only have 10 more weeks of pain. You got two games out of the way, another 10 weeks. Nobody's going to be paying attention to the Dolphins in December because it's over.
Craig, I mean,
just happy.
I think a lot of Dolphins fans, maybe okay, not a lot, but I think that there's a good number of Dolph fans out there who were kind of expecting this year. Like losing by 49 points when there are expectations tied with your team, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Losing by 49 points when you expect to lose by 49 points, not so bad.
If you're going to tank, you might as well.
If you're going to tank, tank.
This is incredible.
Like I said, you don't dip your toe in the pool. You jump.
And you think about it, all the history between the Dolphins and the Patriots, 108 games, the worst lopsided score ever.
All right. We still got some cleaning up to do because we talk about every team, every game. We'll do that with the NFL. Still some other college notes I know we both want to get to. Don't forget tonight, Monday Night Football, Baker Mayfield and the Browns taking on Trevor Siemian and the Jets. Pregame at 7:30. That's how you sell it.
Yeah, it doesn't really have the hype of Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
All that coming up tonight, 7:30 pregame at 99.3 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheman, along with the aforementioned Pete Shepard.
CCR. John Fogarty.
And Chris spinning the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. On a Monday, don't forget, tomorrow is the third Tuesday of the month. That means we're out playing poker out at the dog track. Come on by. It's on Bonita Beach Road. Right there off I-75. Come on down, 7 o'clock, play some poker. You knock us out, there's a $100 bounty. You get cash, straight cash, homie, right there in the palm of your hand. All right, still talking plenty of football. What did your favorite team do yesterday? 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776, pro and college on the table. Randy in Lehigh, how are you, sir?
Hey, Randy.
I'm going to have to find some new pro teams to root for because my Giants are horrible and the Bucks are bad, too. So maybe I'll jump on that Kansas City Chiefs bandwagon.
Well, who are you going to pick next week, Randy, when you have both the Giants and the Bucks going head-to-head?
Randy,
show
some respect for the first-place Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, they are in first place.
Hold on. Who are you rooting for in that game, Giants and Bucks, next week?
Nobody.
Wow. A tie?
Wow.
I don't root for anybody when they play.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Anyway, let me talk about, yeah. I never disagree with anybody from my beloved alma mater, but I got to take tasks with Mr. Timothy Richard Tebow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I was up there from 96 to 2010, and I had a friend on the 96 championship team.
had all the rings, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I heard the story about Eric Rett coming from Hollywood, Florida, with a sweat top, a pair of pants, and some flip-flops. That's all Eric Rett had when he got the game.
Mm-hmm.
This thing got corrupted when Adidas started getting involved, Nike started getting involved, they're putting their names on everything. What do you think that Gato logo is worth? Or that Alabama A? Or any of that other stuff?
A lot.
They're paying all these people. Now, I don't have all the facts. I don't see the books. I don't know anything. But I'm just telling you, from the 14 years I was in a living in a college town and what I saw, they can afford to play those kids. In fact, that same friend told me the only one on the team with any money, his last name was Doring,
mm-hmm.
McGriff,
yep.
and Werfel.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
so
they're all working at ESPN now. But look, what Tebow said about players shouldn't get paid, he went on this whole diatribe last week about my jersey would have sold more than anybody, and he's right and all that stuff. But he came from a pretty privileged background. He can't speak for everybody. You can't tell. I think it's ridiculous that the colleges and universities are making millions of dollars off for kids' likenesses, and they can't get a profit a dime about it. I think it's crazy. There's a lot of kids that didn't come through his family background that, you know, I guarantee you 95% of the people disagree with him.
I think there's a lot of people out there that if they did disagree with him ahead of time, I think they felt like that he dealt them a big blow against the cause, because here's like arguably the most famous college football player in the last 20 years.
He's trying to act like it's not a business. College football is a business.
Let me
Period.
Say this, guys.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I also blame the students, because there's a little bit of information I don't know that if people know. So if the kid's on a scholarship and that covers room and board, why doesn't he go get a Pell Grant? Why doesn't he go get some other things that, you know, might be able to add on? But I don't know if a lot of these athletes know that, because they figure, okay, I'm on a scholarship. There might be nothing else out there for them.
Yeah, but
I don't think they all can get them either.
They can't all get them.
Those
Plus, they can't get jobs. You're not allowed to work.
That's the problem I have.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want the schools paying the players. I've always said if a player has enough of a following, let him monetize it. If Zion Williamson can go out and make money
yep.
off of Zion Williamson and doesn't have anything to do with Duke basketball,
mm-hmm.
why not? Why not let the kid go out and make it?
It should be that way. Why are the coaches allowed to make all this money and the players get nothing? They get nothing out of it.
Let's go to the phones, 239-337-ESPN. Mike in Lehigh, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First, I just want to say you guys are the best show on ESPN during the day.
Oh, thanks,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, when I hear your theme song come on at 2 o'clock, I'm like my dog when I get home running around in the circle, just happy.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Don't pee on the furniture, though.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, Ravens.
Yeah.
That's my team. So, I'm still a season ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
I watch them through, NFL Sunday Ticket and that mm-hmm. type of thing.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson has outperformed my expectations by far.
Me too.
I was not happy when they put him in last year over Flacco, but Flacco had his time. I saw, glimmers of brilliance last year in Lamar. And this year, what I've seen is his passing capabilities far exceed what I expected. And he's got that run thing like in his back mm-hmm. pocket. And they're using it when he needs it, not overdoing it, not saying, he's just in his
yep.
One play yesterday, it was like 3rd and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw to his like number one receiver so far, Hollywood Brown. And it was just like right there. It was a beautiful pass. So I'm really happy with the Ravens have done so far. Of course, week one was against the Dolphins, and I love that game. My son-in-law is a Dolphins fan, and
yeah.
so I was just enjoying that. And then yesterday they had a little bit tougher time. I think next week will be the a good test going into Kansas City again like we did last year. And hopefully we come away with the W this time.
I'm impressed as well with his passing ability the past couple of weeks, and I also – look, he rushed for 120
yards, 16
which,
carries.
But again, I'm nervous about that. If that's the plan, that's the plan of how to use him, that's a lot. And
he's accounting for 392 yards.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In that game, if I may add, I've seen Kyler Murray now a couple weeks. That dude throws a pretty ball.
No, he was good, yeah.
So,
he was good.
He's
he was 25 or 40 for 349 yards, and he's good.
Let's squeeze in a couple more calls here. Colin in the Cape wants to talk Eagles. Colin, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Colin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I need some help on this and reassurance. I know Pete's with me on the boat making it to the Super Bowl this year. What happened last night? What did you guys see from it? I mean, my take from it is that the injuries killed us. Obviously not having the weapons of Deshaun Jackson. Alshon Jeffrey's out there for us.
killed what we were doing, you know, week one and how we were able to explode in the second half. And obviously not capitalizing on a wheel route at the sideline, slips right through Nelson Aguilar's hands. I mean, you can't have that.
No, that was tough.
The injuries killed you, but you know what? I mean, let's give the Falcons a little bit of credit here too. They were embarrassed in week one and they came home, and if they didn't flip the switch there, this season, I'm not gonna say the season was over, but man, they needed to win. They were the more desperate team last night.
And Muhammad Sanu.
I agree totally. I mean, you gotta give credit to the Falcons and what they did playing on prime time Sunday night at home. They had the advantage, they had the edge there. I mean, I think it was a 1.5 point spread there, and I mean, it's basically a pick'em. But I'm just upset as an Eagles fan to see that. It was a great drive at the end to try and get it all together, and you know, Carson Wentz fought back. We took the lead. Obviously, they dialed up the right play call with Julio Jones on the screen, and you know, he went to town on that, hit 20 miles per hour on that run. It was good to see that out of the Falcons, as far as, you know, them being capable of doing that again, because they've had a rough couple years, but. As an Eagles fan, that was it was painful to see, and those injuries are just, we can't have that again.
I hear you, but you got to give the Falcons some credit here, as Craig said. But the Sanu pick, the little mini pick he did on Douglas, the cornerback there, and then to allow Jones to get free, and then Jake Matthews just an absolute squash job on the block there too. So they made that play happen.
Real quick, that offense did not look good in the first half, Eagles.
Right.
It got going when Carson Wentz left.
That's what I said.
Hey, I'm serious.
You know our buddy Joe Winter down the hall at B, he's a huge Steeler fan. Sean down the hall, who's an AE here, said he would have left McCown in.
Yeah.
He would have left McCown in.
There's some people that would agree with that. And again,
but Aguilar dropping that ball was huge.
And don't forget, I mean, Carson Wentz got a little bit dinged up too on the rib cage. Yeah. I think he had, no matter how bad it was, I think he had to go back out there. He's got that big question mark about his durability. Let's squeeze in another quick call here. Junebug wants to talk Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. What's up, Junebug?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
How are you?
What's happening?
Good. Of course, I wanted to say you guys have a great show. Always listen to it every day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to respond to the Ravens fan. He doesn't know what he's got when he's coming into Kansas City.
There we go. I love it.
I love it.
Just want to let him know that, you know, he can say, oh, it's a good test, but as long as you can put up 60, you can keep up with us.
Don't get overly cocky.
Didn't Baltimore give them a game? Did Baltimore win there last year? Didn't they give them a game?
Say that one more time.
Didn't Baltimore play them tough last year? I thought they played last year.
They did probably play us tough, but we have Mecole Hardman now, the new weapon of choice, and we also have, you know, we just have the Legion of Zoom. I don't think they have a nickname for their, you know, their receiving core, but. We're ready to play anybody, especially the Pats in week 14.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, Junebug, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate the nice words.
Come to it.
They did play last year. December 9th in Kansas City. They did not beat them. They did push the Chiefs to overtime. The Chiefs won the game 27-24 in that game. And they pushed him to overtime with Lamar Jackson throwing for a whopping 147 yards.
I'll tell you this. I have more confidence in the Ravens' defense maybe having come up with an extra stop or two than I do the Chiefs having to stop Lamar Jackson overall. I mean, Baltimore's a better team, I think, than they were last year. I think Lamar – and we got a long – it's a long season, but that's going to be a tough game. No, I wouldn't be shocked if they go in there and win. It's just, I mean, Chiefs fans, just, you know, you got an awesome, it looks great every week, but, you know, you didn't score in three quarters yesterday against the Raiders. You scored four touchdowns in the second, which is all you
did. Yeah, but I was impressed by what I saw.
250 yards in the second quarter.
All right, but what about the first, third, and fourth quarters?
They're done.
It was in the bag in the third quarter.
I'm not risking the biscuit.
You play 60-minute football. Look, if your 15 minutes are better than their 45, so be it.
I'm with you against the tough division opponents, Raiders on the road. Yada yada. But let's, you know, they have an awesome offense. There's no doubt about it.
They're no New England Patriots. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Let's.
All right. Are you ready to play a game? It's time for Wikipedia, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm ready to play. What's the topic is 1970?
1970.
There's a reason for it. I'll explain later.
All right.
But that's going to be the topic today. All things 1970.
Not 70s.
Yeah, just 70.
The year 1970.
That's right. Pete was still in diapers then.
I was three.
Caller number.
You had diapers at three?
No. I had headphones on, though.
All right, caller number 920, Mo Bucks on the line. Mo Southwest Grill helping us out here. It's Wikipedia, Stump Pete Shepherd for prizes. 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia, Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Wheel Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Here we go. Caller number 9 is Alex in Naples. Alex, welcome. How are you today, sir?
Alex. Doing great, guys. Love the show.
Thanks. Thank you. All right. How old are you, Alex?
I am, as of 2 days ago, 56.
All right.
Happy birthday to you, and I'm glad you're 56, because today's trivia is 1970 trivia. And I'll explain that in a moment. Mm-hmm. First one of three correct answers is a winner. First question goes to Alex. Alex, Monday Night Football premiered in 1970 with a matchup between what two teams?
I believe that's going to be the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets.
There you go. Correct. That's a correct answer, which is tonight's game. That's why we're doing trivia for 1970.
Believe,
you can see a theme now.
Joe Namath's boys won that game, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. So a 1-0 lead for Alex. Pete Shepherd, your question.
Yo.
What character from Sesame Street had his song Rubber Ducky, You're the One reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100? This obviously would have taken place in 1970.
You make bath time lots of fun. That would be Ernie.
Very good. A 1-1 tie.
Shocking it got all the way to number 16.
Yeah, that's true.
Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond.
Which later led to the success of Disco Duck in 1976.
Oh, that was Rick D's, but yeah, on the same level.
All right, Alex, Dr. Robert J. White was able to remove what from a monkey and put it on another monkey, which lived for 9 days?
His heart.
That is it, correct. Pete Shepherd, would you like to take a stab at...
I will say brain.
Hold on. The entire head.
The entire head.
Did I get correct? That doesn't matter.
So,
I can't
was it
this.
The monkeys... Like, Chris, if your head was on my body, would
that's
you
like Frankenstein.
Be... Would you be me with my body, or is it me, but I got your head?
I didn't fact check it because I thought it was too good of a question.
Outrageous.
I wanted to make sure it was fake.
All right, Pete Shepherd.
That's freaky. Yeah.
More 1970 trivia. What large jet that is still used in air travel today debuted in 1970?
747?
Do we want him to get Boeing?
Nah, 747.
Well, no, that was. You know.
All right.
I'm fair.
So Pete has a 2-1 lead. Alex, next question for you. In 1970, Samsung started selling electronics. What did the company sell before 1970?
Batteries.
That is incorrect, Pete Shepherd. Would you like to take a stab at this for no points?
I'm going to say watches.
Noodles! Noodles are the answer we're looking for.
They sold noodles.
Who knew? Yeah.
Making the seamless transition into electronics.
Nice. Well,
okay,
it's the same.
So I get a Samsung noodle, and he gets 747. Come on.
Oh, please.
All right, I got one for you, Alex.
Good God.
Alex, it's your turn anyway. Here we go.
Yeah.
What song?
It's Pete's question.
My bad.
Yeah.
Thank you, moderator Chris.
Why, I'm the judge.
Everybody's out to get me.
All right, Pete Shepherd, here's your question. What song spent the most weeks at number one in the Billboard Hot 100 list in 1970?
Ooh, 1970 Hot 100.
It's going to take a long time for this answer.
No. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. That could be.
told you.
1970 Hot 100. God.
Timed out.
I don't know.
All right.
Alex,
your chance to steal
so
and
many.
Tie. Can you tell me what song spent the most weeks at number one of the Billboard Hot 100 list in 1970?
Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, but no.
Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Six Good weeks tune. On top of the charts.
Good tune.
All right. This question.
What's the score?
It's Pete 2.
2-1.
Alex 1. Alex, who threw a no-hitter in 1970 while high on LSD?
Oh, man. Wow. It's not who I'm thinking because I don't think he ever did LSD, even in 1970.
He did. He wrote a book about it.
Oh, God. Jim Bowden?
Nope.
No, Pete Shepard, you don't
have an
answer.
Doc Ellis
is the correct answer, but you don't get a point for that.
No, I don't.
However, final question. Let's see here. Pete,
well, no, because if Pete gets it wrong,
then we can have a tie.
Then we can steal. Yeah. Tie goes to the listener.
Right. Yeah. So, all right, Pete.
Yeah.
Rock and roll icons died from drug use in 1970.
Two of them died.
Yeah, two of them died.
Name
one.
One off the top, right off the bat, is Janis Joplin. I know that.
Winner!
Yeah.
Chicken
dinner! Yeah. Yeah.
Alex, for fun, can you tell me who the other one was?
Jim Morrison.
No, I believe he died in 72. Jimi Hendrix is the answer.
Hendrix.
That's it.
All right. Hey, nice job, Alex.
Good job, Alex.
We'll take care of you anyway for playing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Happy belated birthday once again.
Hey, any other questions?
That was it.
You're on the air, Chris. You're off the air, Chris.
Yes, Jimi Hendrix choked on drug-induced vomit. That's a bad way to go. And Janis Joplin died of heroin.
Yeah. Two great, unbelievable talents.
All right. Headlines of the day, boys and girls. We're talking football wall-to-wall, 5 o'clock hour, plus some other fun and hijinks. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Monday, after all. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.